Dunfermline 0, Dundee United 1. I feel the own goal was a bit of an injustice, possibly, and bad, sad reflection on the game. It was.
I think so. I think it was a nothing game. I didn't think any team deserved to win it, I don't think. But I thought it was an intense, at times it was ferocious. It was good 1v1 battles, especially in the centre park. But it was a good game. You know, it's a proper game of football. It's not the usual build-up, slow build-up and whatever. It was a proper game, so it was good for our players to have that, and especially Joe playing in there as well. I thought it was a great game for Joe to play in, and it's great for him having 90 minutes.
Yeah, he certainly determined, and he played all the way right through to into the added time, really, with intent of getting that goal back.
Well, that's the thing. I was trying to put him up centre forward at the end to try and get a goal. It just never worked. He had an opportunity with the goalkeeper who was 30 yards for his goal. He was told at half time that he could have chipped him. So when he was driving through, probably about 20 minutes to go, he probably could have put it over his head, but he went wide with it. But you know, he brings unbelievable energy to this group. He's certainly, he's back. It's great to see. It's, you know, just a matter of time before he's involved, I'd imagine, with the first team.
Yeah, and he was given a very good test, because Dundee United didn't hold back in any way. A good team that passed
the ball
well.
I mean, it was parity. You know, they had Cornley playing, we had Joe Thompson. I said to Joe, he's a younger, older player, before the game. Although Cornley played the first half, they had the boy in the middle of the park, who's at Cove. Obviously, they brought him back to play in the reserve game. He scored a few goals at Cove, I think it was Glass. And you had the other boys at Mockery up front as well, who was good. And it was good for our boys. You know, we had Miguel, we had Matty Bowman, and we'd been around the first team, Stuartie. So it was a really good matchup. They had a lot of O3s out there too. But, you know, I'm not going to say every week we're a young team. That's what it is. I'm delighted to coach these boys because I think they're progressing really well. It was good to see Miller Fenton, you know, make his second game. Quinn Coulson down that side. So it was a little bit of Fife elite, you know, down the left-hand side. And they combined pretty well the first half. Miller putting a good ball into goal just before they scored. But, you know, I was happy with them. We had a little stab at them at half-time, just in terms of the final third. We wanted more. I think we got that in the second half, but we just lacked a little bit of quality. So we got more movement in that area. And we had a couple of more attempts at goal, which was pleasing, because it shows they're listening. And as a younger group, sometimes it's tough, because the physicality of that game was harder for our players to get on the ball higher up the pitch. But they did a good job of second half, and I was happy with them.
So it's on to play Kilmarnock next Monday?
Yeah, I mean, it's another good game for us. You know, it's a place I've not been back to, I don't think, since I've been here. It'll be good to obviously see what the facility's like. Obviously, their plastic pitch is, you know, probably good for us to go and play on. And it'll be good for the younger team. But, you know, I don't know what type of squad I'll have going to that one. You know, there might be a few from the weekend. If not, you know, we'll be more or less similar to what we had today. But, you know, I see the group progressing. It was a good bunch to coach. And there was a lot of positives for the day.
Finally, you had to pull Thomas Bragg out of the team to be just right at the beginning of the game.
That's unfortunate. I'd received a call this morning saying Thomas was struggling with his ankle after yesterday. He tried the warm-up, and we could see in the warm-up he was nowhere near. So, you know, obviously we made that change beforehand, and, you know, hopefully Thomas is okay for next Monday or the following week. But, you know, it's a blow, but we've got a big enough squad there with 7 subs to react, and as I say, it's another opportunity for somebody else.
Good, thank you very much.
All right.